DI Plus is recorded at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday evenings in front of a live chat room audience on Pride48.com. Excellent. Are you ready to start the show?
I'm ready to start the show whenever you're... I am always ready to start the show.
Always.
Yes.
Always.
That's why I was here like an hour early.
You were not.
Well, actually, I was here like 3 hours early. I was in the studio preparing, but then I was watching Orange is the New Black right before.
Season two. Yeah. You know, ooh. I just got an email from the Excalibur offering me rooms for $23 per night.
Wow.
But it doesn't say when.
So not during the actual event.
I don't know. I would have to click on it to go to the thing. I don't know. This isn't my MLife. I don't know if it's my MLife thing or not. All right, let's do this.
Okay.
Let's do this. From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by The Voice of Turnip Style, your LGBT lifestyle podcast with a focus on reviews and discussions about men's underwear, swimwear, and other gear. Show your support this year as Team Turnip Style takes part in the Pride and Remembrance Run for 2014. Visit turnipstyle.com/PrideRun2014 for more information about this event, or just head over to turnipstyle.com. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined from the Turnip Style free state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Hello, Daniel.
I'm assuming you're
How
still
are you today.
I'm assuming you're still turnip style free. He hasn't sent you that package yet, right?
Well, no, I have underwear from him, but that was months ago.
Months ago.
It was months ago. Yeah, but I also have been listening to Turnip Style, so I'm not turnip style free at all.
Well then,
that was completely false.
Well then, that's just amazing. That's wonderful. I'm doing great, Adam. Thank you for asking.
I did ask.
I know.
You can ask the chat
I know you
room
asked me. I heard you. Why would you think that was sarcastic? You asked.
Oh, because you
saying,
always go, and thank you for asking. I'm fine. And I really asked you tonight, so I thought you didn't hear it and were being sarcastic. Oh, and by the way, I'm fine.
How little you think of me. You think that I would be so sarcastic.
You're drinking that pink stuff again.
Actually, I am just drinking strawberry lemonade. There is no alcohol in it. It's just strawberry lemonade.
Okay. You know, stay away from the hard stuff by all means, because
I'm just saying it is getting warmer. It was 70 today. So, it was 70 today, which meant I didn't wear. Here's the thing.
Wait a minute, folks. We are doing the weather report now.
No, what I was going to say is here's the thing is I wear a tie to work, right? So I wear a tie and you know, dress clothes.
And
to
you
work.
Look dashing.
Boy, thank you, Adam. But
wearing your tie.
During the sweater months. Right. So during the months that I wear a cashmere sweater over my shirt and tie, I tend to go with a full Windsor knot because it's a nice big triangular knot. And since that's the only piece of the tie you can see is just the tip, right? Just the top part. I like it to be
just the tip, right?
Right. I like it to be nice and full. So I use a full Windsor knot. But now it is, starting to get warmer. So I'm not wearing a sweater. I was just wearing a shirt and tie. And I should go back to a four in hand knot. But I was rocking a full Windsor this week. So.
Wow, that is amazing. You know, I don't even know what kind of knot I use to tie a tie, but my dad had already died. I'm just bringing the show down. But anyway, my dad died when I was younger, you know, whatever. And my mom, being a single mom, you know, all the guys at the church were trying to, you know, be surrogate fathers for me. So there was one particular guy who taught me how to tie a tie.
Now, like,
I have no
surrogate
idea.
Fathers or like daddies?
No, not daddies.
No, okay.
Surrogate fathers.
I don't. You have uncles that try to make out with you. I'm just checking. You know, you came from.
I don't know what kind of it's. You kind of go over and then under and then over and then down through and then pull it tight and boom. And it's. I think it's not a double Windsor or half Windsor twice removed or whatever. It's like it's not as big as that one you were talking about. It's a smaller knot.
The
maybe it's a is there a half Windsor?
Yes, there is. There is a there's
a double Lux.
No, there's a half Windsor. There is a four in hand. So the most common forms of ties are the full Windsor, the half Windsor, and the four in hand. Those are the most common forms of knots.
Maybe it's the half Windsor. It sounds like we're describing ice skating moves.
Going in for the double Windsor.
Oh my god! Yeah, she's going in for the double Windsor. Oh no, she only made a half Windsor, ladies and gentlemen. That's going to be a deduction of 2 points.
So here's the big difference between them is that your classic full Windsor knot makes a lovely triangle, right? A lovely triangle with the neck of the tie coming, you know, straight down out of it. Whereas a four in hand makes a slightly lopsided triangle. But
what about the half Windsor?
The half Windsor also makes a slightly.
That's probably the one because it always bugs me because it's kind of lopsided.
Right.
And if you have to play around now, with it to get the tie to go out straight.
I know you watch a lot of procedurals. If you see a procedural when someone has a dimple in their tie, that is a full Windsor because a full Windsor knot gives a nice little dimple in the neck of the tie right under the knot. And so there's a nice little dimple there. Anyway,
it, ladies and gentlemen. Tie Talk with Adam
tie
and Daniel.
Tie Talk.
Subscribe every week for a new tying fashion style.
You know, I should have done that. I should have actually thrown this out to the chat room with a poll, but I didn't. So, but I've started a new podcast. I don't know if you knew that.
I wouldn't be surprised, but no, I did not know that.
Well, I mean, we've recorded one episode. We haven't posted it yet. We'll be posting it soon. But I have to edit it. But I'm going for I'm offloading the movie talk from our show and from the other stuff and making its own podcast with Mark from It's All About Me. So you've taken
the movie league thing.
Yes, taking the movie league talk, and because we're about to go on hiatus.
I think that was under
Pride 48.
That was in the contract, right, for DI Plus. I mean,
no,
that was
no, because we're going on hiatus. You know. We're going to be on hiatus for the majority of this contest. So, therefore, we're just following. And I just wanted to do a pop culture kind of a thing because Mark and I watch a lot of the same things, a lot of sci-fi stuff. So we're doing a small podcast, we're trying to keep it to 10 or 15 minutes of pop culture every week. And so the operating title right now is Pop-Tarts, but I'm not entirely sold on that name.
Are you going to use the little, you said Mark from It's All About Me, right?
Yes.
Okay. So are you going to use the little toaster bags?
No.
If it's Pop-Tarts?
No. Curtis has those. Curtis has the toaster bags.
You know, I like how the chat room thinks, right? So immediately you say we're going on hiatus, right. And they don't go,
right.
No, don't go
right.
on hiatus.
Can
we
have
your
stuff?
Your show.
Right, exactly.
They're like vying for our slot on the calendar. Oh, can we do your slot while you're on hiatus?
Right. Can we have your slot? Curtis says that toaster bags rule. And you know what, Curtis? If you are indeed Curtis, because you should be at work right now, if you are Curtis. But Curtis... the toaster bags, they were really kind of lame because it's like he posted it. Well, a picture was posted of the grilled cheese sandwich that he had made via Mark and Ed on Facebook. And the toaster bag box says, you know, like grilled cheese made easy. When was grilled cheese hard? That's what I want to know. It's like, when was that hard to put, you know, a sandwich in a frying pan and press it as opposed
to... Well, you know, it's not difficult as far as, you know... putting the two pieces of bread together with the cheese in the middle and all that. But I will say, to get the perfect melty consistency in the middle.
Yes.
And the perfect amount of toastiness on each side.
Yes.
Can be complicated. I mean, I've seen some chefs go so far as to cover the sandwich with a lid so that the cheese will melt. Because usually what happens if you don't get the temperature just right, your bread will toast before your cheese melts.
Well, that's no.
And then you could have a burnt sandwich with melted cheese
and the picture that they posted of his grilled cheese sandwich did indeed look burnt on the edge to me. I'm just saying. Now I typically make my grilled cheese with Gruyere and like some kind of like a pepper, like a roasted red pepper. So like,
is that the one that smells like feet, Gruyere?
No,
or
not.
You know,
no,
or the underside of like an uncut penis?
No.
Or inside the...
You are thinking of Gorgonzola. No, Gruyere is it's almost like it's a cross between... It's somewhere between Munster and Brie, but it's more close to a Havarti. No, not Havarti. It's more of a... it's very close to a Gouda.
Okay.
Anyway, and,
well,
and
we've
I
gone from tie talk to cheese talk.
Cheese talk.
Next, it's cigar talk and wine talk.
Anyway. You know, as you're well aware, I quit smoking 3 years ago, so I can't really offer a lot in the way of, well, I never smoked cigars, though. I never really got into that. Oh, dear heavens.
Oh, and we had such a
rhythm,
fabulous, interesting topic.
I don't even know what's going on tonight. All right, Les. Yes, hello.
Hey, guys. It's Liam. From Australia, right. Calling in for the celebrity yet.
Notice he is no longer using his screen name that we couldn't pronounce. The one that we butchered on the last show. He's not.
Karuni Rotter.
Karuni Rotter. I got Karuni Rotter. Rotter. Right. Dingo.
But yeah, celebrity death phone. Without having had a coffee, bad idea. Rick Mail, famous British comedian of the television shows Bottom, The Young Ones, also Blackadder, has died of lack of breathing. Nobody knows just yet. Apparently, it just happened. So, yeah, Rick Mail, dead at 56. Bye.
All right, so 56-year-old Rick Mail, who apparently did something with young ones with a black adder.
Yeah, I'll give that one to him. Mail sounds like, at first I thought he was saying nail.
Yes.
Like a nail gun.
Right.
And then I thought he was saying mail, like the mail.
Yes.
Like, and so I had to Google it, and it's mail.
Yes.
M-A-Y-A-L-L. But
chat room is saying, anyway. Brian, that Blue Jeans guy in the chat room is saying that, he's asking if I've ever tried Jarlsberg on a sandwich. I have not. I should try that.
My favorite cheese right now, and I've never had it on a grilled cheese, is Fontina. Oh, and somebody in your apartment found that hilarious.
Actually, he can't. He's watching TV downstairs. He can't even hear a word we're saying. He's got headphones on, so.
But it was perfectly timed. Sure. Oh, that Fontina cheese.
You're lucky it wasn't like, well, my dad died. You know, he could have just as easily laughed at that point in the conversation.
Could have been. Now,
what was I going to say? I was going to say something, and I now have completely lost track of where I was. Thank you so much for that.
Well, I want to mention one thing since you've lost track that's related to a caller. So I wanted to bring this up right now. First of all, I created a fabulous script.
A fabulous script.
In Python.
Script. In Python, yes.
Nonetheless. Because I like to choose languages that you don't understand why I'm choosing.
I'm
them.
Sorry, you like to do what?
Anyway, I like to choose programming languages.
Choose.
I don't have a pop filter. I think it's just, anyway, it doesn't matter. So I like to choose programming languages that you don't understand. Anyway, that you don't, you look at me like, why the hell are you programming in that? Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Yes.
So I wrote it in Python, and what the script does is it downloads the voicemails from Google Voice for me, and it names them based on date and time. And if I have them in my little database, it gives me the name of the person who was calling as well in the file name.
So the real question is it responsible for chopping off words inside the voicemail? Because I don't know if you noticed in Liam's voicemail there, it's like it seemed like there were some words that got chopped.
It is not responsible because that's been happening before I ever had the script.
I know. What's going on with that? Why is that?
So I don't know. I don't know why that's happening, but I will tell you right now. So, and I also have another script that goes into the folder that I downloaded all 835 voicemails from the time we started the show just to test this out. Plus, I wanted to get a database of all the names and phone numbers of everyone who's called in so I could use the script. And now I know exactly how many times every person has called the show.
Right, and so then please, by all means, enlighten us.
Well, I want you to guess.
Who's the number one caller?
Who do you think would be the number one caller?
The number one caller would be our RT Cruiser.
You are correct.
I'm correct.
The number one caller to DI Plus is RT Cruiser. And as of today.
Yes.
I believe he would be at 102 phone calls.
Jeez. 100.
In to Dubious Intent Plus.
We know what? And we appreciate each and every one of them.
Now, we'll do the top three. So who would you say is the second most caller to DI Plus?
I don't think it's Bacon. Is it Bacon?
You are correct.
It's Bacon. It's Kathy Bacon.
It's Kathy Bacon. Kathy Bacon has called the show 77 times.
77 times. Wow.
And then our third I won't make you guess because the third, well, go ahead. Just random guess. Third most frequent caller who hasn't called in forever.
Is he Canadian?
No.
Hasn't called in forever. Q-Sledge. I don't know.
No. So the third most frequent caller is Donna Sugars.
Donna Sugars?
With 49 calls.
Wow, 49 calls.
Anyway, so that's it. I have a list of all of you who have called and how many times you've called in. Auntie Vera Charles has only called once.
Making a list, checking it twice. Know. Now, it called our Google Voice number because, you know, we often sometimes do get calls that are, you know, recordings that people listen to. No, people, you know, do that.
Celebrity death call. Scooter Libby is dead.
Who?
D-E-A dead.
Scooter Libby.
He had a good run, but I guess in the end, all good things must die. Scooter Libby, dead. So, now I'll be catching the bus to work. This is Scotty, your little Aussie battler. Bye.
Gonna have to
oh dang it, I missed that one. I was so excited about
so
my
sorry.
Script and I
but
completely...
it's all right, Scooter Libby has not died. Scooter Libby,
I don't even know who that is.
Scooter Libby was Dick Cheney's assistant, the one that basically got pinned for the whole scandal during the Bush administration, and then Bush like pardoned him as he left. So anyway, no, I Scooter Libby is indeed not dead. Sorry, so sorry.
Don't you have a noise for that?
I did. I played it. Wow, you don't even listen to
this. No, I'm not hearing.
Are you not hearing the noise? You're not. Yes, you are.
I didn't hear that. Wait. Oh, now I heard it.
Wow. There's just some weird, I don't know what I'm trying to say. There's just some weird thing, some weird energy here. You know what it is? I know that we're wrapping up, right? We've got this show tonight. We've got a show next Tuesday night.
Yes, we do.
And then we have our Sunday is our last show before hiatus. So we're doing our Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern time on Pride 48 during the live streaming weekend. That's our last
right.
That's our last show until September. So I think what is it? You know, it's just kind of like, you know how it gets to like the end of the school year and it's just like, fuck, I'm just...
Well, you know, at first I thought you were like tired of, you wanted to take a break from podcasting, you know, when we had our little hiatus, and then you start up two new shows right before hiatus, so you don't have a lack of podcasting during the summer.
All right, now, what two new shows did I start?
Well, you started back Sauced.
I did not. Walkahol.
Or Walkahol, right. Sorry. Well, both of those had Gene. It's just a different title.
Well, I mean.
Anyway.
Yeah, but.
So you started back Walkahol, right. And then now you've started a new one. So.
Those are different though, because all right, so like Walkahol is once every other week, so it's once every 2 weeks, and it is an interview show. Like we always have a guest that we interview, so a lot of that isn't trying to, you know, isn't making jokes and stuff like that. It's in other words, I'm interviewing someone, so I'm letting a lot of other people do the work,
right?
And then this other one, this Pop-Tarts, if we go with that title, but if we, you know, Pop-Tarts is really just. I want to make a small show. I want to make a show that is just boom, 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 like a nice 10-minute, you know what I'm saying? Like a half of a fatty show.
A half of a fatty.
That's right. That's what I'm going to call it. Half a fatty. That's what. There you go. Half a fatty. That's the name of the show.
Well, if you listen to Fatty at double speed, it is already half a fatty.
There you go. And so you could listen to half a fatty at double speed, and it would be a quarter fatty. See how that works? It's all kind of...
So you were going to mention a Maya Angelou poem.
No, I'm not. You know what? I was going to do that. You know, Maya Angelou died, and I was going to do this whole thing where I like took one of her poems and like instead made it about a dipped cone. And I was going to do it because I thought that Kathy Bacon was going to be in our chat room last week. She ended up going to bed because she was tired.
She's in our chat room now.
I know, but I don't have the energy. I've already told you we're wrapping it up. We're taking it down. And now I'm just like, I don't want to make up a Maya Angelou poem about dipped cones. No one's going to care because I can do a dead on Maya Angelou impersonation, but nobody cares because they don't care.
Who knows what Maya Angelou sounds like? You could do anything and they would think you sounded like Maya Angelou. I mean, I've heard the woman in person and I don't remember what she sounds like.
I am hot broke. I have a dipped cone for Kathy Bacon. I am deflated. There you go. That's my Angelou poem.
Oh. Yep. Bravo. Yep. Bravo.
I was going to put some music behind it. And then Kathy Bacon went and screwed the whole thing over last week just by like not being here.
Kathy, you're in good company because normally he blames everything on me. So now he's blaming it on a chat, on a devoted listener.
I do not blame things on you. I do not blame things on you that are not your fault.
Okay. I see how it is.
Wait, hold on. See, I was going to do, I don't even know if I could do that.
Do what?
Hold on. I'm trying to see if I, no. What's that other one? I'm talking to Kathy Bacon. That was my Dulé Hill impersonation. That is such a bizarre.
Kathy Bacon wants to make a podcast with me and call it Broken Hiatus.
I am a hot broke. I have a dipped comb for Kathy Bacon. I am deflated. I care. I am leaving. I am crying. Joy and sad. Hey. Where is Carrie? How's that? There you go. That was the my.
That was beautiful. It was about as good as anything she ever wrote. Really, I mean, to be honest,
You know what? Did you watch? Did you watch the Tony Awards?
How does that cage bird sing?
That's not a Maya Angelou poem.
I think it is.
It's like she did the I Will Rise one.
I think she did some cage bird thing. But anyway, I did not watch the Tony Awards. I saw on the news that Neil Patrick Harris
robbed Jefferson Mays of his best actor.
I didn't see anything about that. I saw that he performed as Hedwig.
Yes, of course he did.
And I don't know, got on somebody's lap. And I wasn't listening to the words. I just saw it on the screen.
He
that's all.
Gave a lap dance to Sting and he...
So I did see that, and I'm assuming he won something then.
He won Best Actor in a Musical.
Way to go, Neil Patrick Harris.
He was just sad because Jefferson Mays should have won it. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know who Jefferson Mays is.
Jefferson Mays is, of course, from Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder, which, by the way...
Oh, because that is your favorite musical of all time.
It is, and it also won Best Musical. So it's not only my favorite musical, it won Best Musical. But yeah, but it's all right. I don't know if I told you. Did I tell you this on the show? That I'm going to go see Hedwig on July 3rd. So
I don't know because you've mentioned several shows that you were going to see. And I know when Mark and I were there, you mentioned it would be a good one to go see. And you had wanted to see it in previews or something like that. But they were all sold out or they were really expensive.
They were sold
out
for the week that we were going to be there other than like the premium seats. So yes, no, I know. So we are going July 3rd. So July 3rd, I will go see Neil Patrick here. I have tickets already. I'm going to go see it. Front row mezzanine seats for Hedwig and the Angry Inch with Neil Patrick Harris.
Maybe he'll give you a lap dance.
I don't think he's going to come up to the mezzanine for that. I doubt it.
Oh, I thought you said front row seats.
Front row mezzanine.
Mezzanine? Yes. Oh, I thought you... Sorry. I missed the mezzanine part.
I mean, I have an unemployed husband. I can't afford front row orchestra seats right now.
Well, let me know how that is. And Kathy Bacon is, you know, Kathy Bacon, we could not do 50% of our show last week because you were not in the chat room.
That is how vital you are to our show, Kathy Bacon.
I mean, you're the second most frequent caller.
I mean, for God's sake, we're taking a hiatus in 2 weeks. So it's like you just had to hold on for like three shows, really. Just three more shows, and then you can take a break for the summer.
And two of our topics last week had to do with Kathy Bacon, and you were gone before we got to those topics, so we couldn't do it. I did mine, but not really. It was lackluster, but without you. But I wanted to say, so while you're seeing Hedwig and the Angry Inch,
yes,
I'm going to be on my way to South Dakota.
South Dakota, where that is the land of Kathy Bacon.
Right.
Yes.
And what I had wanted to know is I wanted her to give me an itinerary of things I should do when I'm in the Badlands.
All right. So, Kathy Bacon, before next show, you need...
She hasn't listened to the last show either because she doesn't
Kathy
know
Bacon,
anything.
Before the next show, you need to call and give Adam an itinerary of what to do when he is in South Dakota. When are you going to be there?
We're driving up on July 3rd.
Exactly why I'm at Hedwig in the Angry Inch. You will be driving.
We will be in the car. We won't get there until the 4th because we're going to we'll probably stop like in Omaha, Nebraska or somewhere. I haven't really mapped it out yet. And then, so that may not be halfway. I don't know. But roughly halfway. And then we will go, then we'll go on to, I don't know, Rapid City or wherever that place is that's near Mount Rushmore.
She says she's going to be at the Hojo in Rapid City.
She's going to be, oh, really?
She says she's going to be at the Hojo in Rapid City. You could meet up with Kathy Bacon.
We should meet up.
At the Hojo.
We should.
By the way, at the Hojo, you can get yourself a pecan log at the Hojo in Rapid City.
So I figured they would have fireworks at Mount Rushmore or something. So I want to do that. And then I want to go see a cave.
Oh my God. She's going to be there spelunking. So she will already be in a cave spelunking. Maybe you'll see her spelunking in a cave and then see fireworks and then she'll buy you a dipped cone.
Well, we should definitely talk then. Anyway, we should talk off of a podcast.
Curtis has got it there.
Everyone's listening to me. Have a
Curtis has got it. Curtis has got it now. Burns and Bacon at the Hojo. That's what it's like. I demand that there be a podcast of this. Burns and Bacon at the code at the Hojo. Look, now she's
putting her phone number in the chat room.
Putting her phone number in the chat room as if we don't have your phone number because
you
call
number.
Us all the time.
You've called 77 times. And I have a database with your phone number in it. But I will get in touch with you anyway. Last thing I want to talk about before we move on.
Before we move
on. And then
on.
You can talk about whatever you need. You just don't have anything in the Trello.
I'm short timer's disease.
I understand. The show is a burden.
It is. It is a horrible, horrible burden.
There were two topics, but I'm going to save the other one. So the one topic I wanted to talk about is, I knew this guy. Went back in the day when I was in junior high, maybe high school. I'm not sure. Anyway, and he was friends with my mom, a younger guy, but he's probably 15 years older than me, so maybe 10, 15 years older than me. But he suddenly came into town and was staying with his grandmother, who was also friends of the family. And he came to our church and he did this whole thing where he had a play and he did a one man show as Paul.
You mean like speaking to the Romans or something?
As the Apostle Paul. It was Paul after he
went to prison. Hear me, Romans! For I am Paul. Did he speak in a British accent? Because I've noticed that anytime someone tries to make like to recreate anything historical, they always have a British accent.
It was really good. It was. I mean, he kept you really interested.
Hear me, Romans! See? Robert thinks it's funny. For I am Paul.
And so... it was really nice. It was Paul after he went to jail, so he was from a jail cell, and he was writing.
For I am the prisoner Paul who is writing to you from jail.
Anyway,
yes.
So I always wondered about him. There were two different guys in my life.
Wait. That you wondered about Paul, like whether or not Paul was
about
gay
about
or
this
not?
Guy.
Oh, about the actor about. Portraying the prisoner
yeah.
Paul.
Got it. So he went to our church and he did this thing. He went around to churches and did this thing, and you know whatever. And so, but, you know, he just randomly came into town one day and started living there from wherever he was living before, was staying with his grandmother. It was kind of weird. He was single and, you know, I just kind of got this vibe or whatever. And so later on in life, I heard that he had moved to Little Rock and had decided to, quote, live the lifestyle, because this is what people say.
Live the lifestyle in Little Rock. Yes.
Yeah. So basically he's gay, but anyway,
the big, huge
Facebook,
gay mecca of Little Rock.
Yeah, right. But he's also a preacher. So he started like this small gay church in Little Rock. But anyway, so the other day, you know, my family had brought him up randomly when I was at this family thing for my grandmother's birthday. I think I mentioned it last episode.
Probably.
And my aunt had seen him walking on some trail in Little Rock a couple of weeks ago. And he had asked about my family and everything. So randomly the other day, after hearing from him, I get a friend request on Facebook.
Yes.
From this guy.
From the Apostle Paul.
Yes, from the Apostle Paul requested. And I don't usually friend anyone who's family or family related because I just kind of want to keep that stuff separate.
Right.
But I knew he was gay, so I went ahead and friended him. And he sent me this message. Anyway, it's kind of weird. I mean, the reason I wanted to bring it up is because I keep the gay stuff separate from family stuff, right?
Okay.
And he's a face from the past.
Yes.
That is friends with my family. And my mom used to counsel him when he was trying to not be gay.
Now, does your uncle know him?
No.
Okay.
So now he's written a book. About being gay and being a gay Christian.
Really? What is this book called?
Oh,
can we find
well,
it?
Well, it just had a launch party on Saturday.
I love launch parties. Did they serve Chislik at the launch party?
I don't think so.
You sure?
I can't log into my Facebook.
You know, it is a traditional dish of cubed red meat that is most commonly localized to the state of South Dakota.
We'll see. He says,
I already forgot what I was looking for.
Yeah,
this is riveting. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to, let's see.
Okay.
Gay Christian. Let's see what we have here.
I'll find the name of it.
Is his name Matthew?
No. The name of the book?
No, what's his name? What's his first name?
Randy.
Randy. All right, so let's see if I see a book here by Randy about being gay Christian.
Oh, I got it. The title is And God Save Judy Garland, A Gay Christian's
God
Journey.
God Saved Judy Garland. This is funny. Oh, I see. So it's not saved. It's God Save. So, And God Save Judy Garland, as in a kid that was saying a prayer, and God Save Judy Garland.
Yeah, apparently he had a Kickstarter.
There you go.
Everybody, anyway, I hadn't even looked, but anyway, it doesn't matter.
It is right there on Amazon for $14.
Yes. So anyway, it's just kind of weird because he's a face from my past who is my mom counseled on like how to not be gay, basically.
Oh, by the way, the Kindle edition is free with Prime membership. You can borrow it with your Prime membership.
And then he tells me I should come visit he and his partner in Little Rock, that they have a lovely guest house.
Yes.
And I could stay overnight or whatever. And I'm thinking, you know, I don't know. I want to be friends with this guy because he's a really nice guy and everything. But it's like, it's a little, I don't know. Plus, the last person that I knew from my childhood who is gay, who I met when I was in Turtle Creek Corral in Dallas, always used to flirt with me and send me naked pictures and stuff. And I thought, weird.
This is probably,
I knew you when I was a child.
But this is probably what happened, right? So you said that your mom used to counsel him when he was, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Well, yeah, he didn't specifically say she counseled him not to be gay.
No, but I'm just saying that she like helped him. For all you know, she's right. So now he's reconnected with, and he said, "Oh, how are you doing? You know, and how's your son? What's his name? Adam." And she's like, "You know, Adam. You know, he lives with that boy and that dog, and you know, he lived with that other boy and that other dog. But now, you know, we kind of think he might be, but he doesn't want to tell us. And so now he's like, you know, he's the ambassador. Now he's reaching out to you." Too basic.
Yeah. Well, anyway,
he's got to be a lot older than you. Like, how old is he? Like in his 50s?
You know, I really don't know how old he is. He's got to be at least 10 years older than me.
Okay, so he's like my age. Well,
maybe 15.
If we had a guest house, you could stay here. We wouldn't hit on you.
I know.
He was hitting on you, he wouldn't start it with, you should come and, you know, with me and my partner.
So my mom is mentioned in the book.
Oh, really?
But not by name. He changed her name.
Calls her Shrew or something?
I don't know. Anyway, but that's it. That's it. That's all. I know that wasn't a funny topic, but I just thought it was weird. I mean, I'm reconnecting. Like when I was in Dallas, I reconnected with this guy who I always wondered if he was gay,
yes,
who went to my church in Warren.
Excellent.
And then now I'm getting Facebook friend requests from another guy who I also thought, I wonder if he's gay in my hometown.
See, this never happens to me. What I get reconnected with, like, born-again Christian homophobes on Facebook, basically, is what I get. It's just like, I went to high school with you. How are you doing? Oh, dear God, you're a fag. It's, that's what I get. I don't get the
so that's it. Sorry to bring down the jovial, exciting level that the show was at before.
No, that's fine. If you can go to Amazon, you can check out the book. If you have an Amazon Prime account, it is a free lend. So if you have an Amazon Prime account, you can borrow this book, which means you don't own it, but it'll go into your Kindle library and you can read it as much as you want. But it's free. So and if you don't have it, it's $3. So it's a $3 Kindle edition for the book, And God Save Judy Garland.
Not Julie Garland.
No, her name's Julie. I'm pretty sure her name's
Judy.
Julie.
Anyway, that's it.
It was from the movie To Wong Fu. It was like, so long and thanks for all the fish, Julie Garland.
Apparently Mark and Ed met her recently.
Mark and Ed met Judy Garland? Julie Garland?
No.
Julie
Newmar.
Julie Garland. I think. Oh, let me answer the phone real quick here. Yes, hello.
Yeah, hi guys. I think cruiser to the Celebrity Death Fan. Actress Martha Heyer.
Who?
Dead at 89.
Who?
Bye.
Who?
I don't know.
Martha.
Martha something. I put Martha in the Trello because I didn't.
Martha.
Yeah.
Let's see. Martha died. Let's do a
Google's like, who the fuck is Martha?
Actually, Kathy Bacon says Oscar-nominated actress Martha Heyer dies at 89.
So is she famous?
I don't know. Let's see what she was known for.
What was?
Known for is Frank Sinatra's love interest in 1958, Some Came Running.
I don't know. Okay.
All right. So I take it then that you have heard the latest It's All About Me podcast.
I have. Well, I think I missed the last.
Can I just say, you know, I don't like to talk about it, but I do have a degree in psychology. And I know what happened. You know that on a normal It's All About Me podcast, they'll say something, you know, like, oh, I like Daniel or whatever, Daniel and Adam, or they'll say something about DI Plus and blah, blah, blah. They said a couple of things about you, but I believe at the beginning of the podcast, Mark said something like, oh, if only there was some connected series of computer or whatever he says,
yes.
Whatever that guy yes. says. He's like, suddenly I was persona non grata, and I can only assume that it has to do with Curtis. I think Curtis, like, ahead of time said, you know what? If you talk about Brewer, I'm out of here. I'm fucking out of here. I can't stand that.
They mentioned your name in the show.
They did not mention my name at all. They mentioned your name, but they did not mention
my name.
They
said Sydney had a hysterectomy. Oh, and by the way.
Yes.
She's wearing a cone now.
I saw that on Mittens. Oh my God, Kathy Bacon gets to meet Mittens. It's Mittens and Bacon on the road. Mittens yeah. and Bacon.
Apparently so. She can show us around. Anyway, go ahead.
I'm just saying, I think it was Curtis. I think Curtis, he despises me so much that he like laid down the law and said, you do not say Daniel's name. That fucker sat next to me in Vegas and he won on that slot machine. And I swear they said your name. He is still pissed off about the fact that I won at that slot machine. I'm pretty sure. It was the green one, by the way. I now know never to sit at the green
slot machine.
Well, it was a team Wheel of Fortune, and I was sitting at the green, and he always picks green, so I should not have sat there.
Ah.
If only he had been allowed to sit at his green slot machine, he would have won, and he would have been rolling.
It's all your fault.
He would have been rolling in those tens of dollars of profit that I had got. He would have been able to buy a Fitbit, because everyone fucking has a Fitbit now. Guru's got a Fitbit. That's what I'm trying to say.
I don't have a Fitbit.
Baron Frosty has one. Guru's got one. Kathy Bacon's got one. Mike Lawson's got one. I don't know who else.
Mike Lawson has never called our show.
Mike Lawson would only call our show if we were important. Curtis has a Fitbit. Mags does not have a Fitbit.
Baron Frosty has called our show 8 times.
Baron Frosty has called. Only people with Fitbits call our show. Baron Frosty has called our show 8 times.
Yes.
Yes.
Carrie has called our show 28 times.
We love Carrie.
I want to do a pie graph of like all the callers and like, you know, have each one or some kind of fancy graph. Like, here are our callers.
We have reached a new level of entertainment.
All right, which one do I want to read first? I think I'm going to read this one.
I don't like that one.
No, okay, well, I'll read the other one first then.
I don't like that one either.
A man in India has been promoting world peace for 25 years.
And how's that coming along?
But I don't know. By walking everywhere backwards.
You know, I have felt more peaceful over the last 25 years. I'm sure it has to do. What is the reasoning for this? Why is walking backwards promoting world peace?
Manny Manathan has been walking in reverse around the town of Tirupattur in the Indian state of Tamil Nadu for more than a quarter of a century with the aim of promoting peace across the globe. I think they restated that entire first sentence in a different way in the second sentence. After vowing to travel in reverse following violence in his home country in 1989, he walked 300 miles to the city of Chennai from his hometown. He says, I've been 25 years backwalking. My main aim is world-level anti-nuclear arms and 100% human rights for world level. The activist who owns
this is like a bad
runs,
Google Translate story or something.
That's what it says. Maybe he said it in broken English. I don't know. The activist who owns and runs a mobile phone shop said last Tuesday that walking backwards has not interfered with his daily routine and claims he has now forgotten how to walk forwards.
Yes, I'm sure that is absolutely accurate.
Anyway, it doesn't say why he thought. So it says he also walked backwards in the nude as a protest when the United States invaded in Iraq, but was arrested within the first kilometer and jailed for 3 days.
Excellent. I think it's...
But there's no... Okay, try this one then.
Okay, I'm ready. Move along. Next one.
In Greenville, North Carolina, a 315-pound man,
yes,
is accused of hiding dozens, around 40, bags of heroin,
yes,
in his belly button.
In his, that is an, perhaps that is where Kathy Bacon is going splunking then, is in the man's belly button, because that seems like an enormously large 40 bags of heroin. Now, I am not a drug addict, as you are well aware, Adam, so I have no idea, you know, how big a bag of heroin is. I only have Orange is the New Black to go on as to like the size of a bag of heroin.
Right.
So I'm. Oh, you haven't gotten that far, right?
I did just now, okay, before I walked in here.
So I'm assuming it's
she gave her a little bag.
Yeah, this bag, this little.
They didn't
bag.
Say it was heroin yet, though. I assume I'll see that in the next episode.
Okay.
Green. It's from that horrible, horrible.
Of course,
bee woman.
Of course, Kathy Marshall knew immediately. A bag is a tiny balloon, is what that is. Right? Not to be associated with a lid, because that's for marijuana. She's a hippie. She knows all about the drugs.
So Greenville police arrested Randall Streeter following a traffic stop on May 29th and discovered 150 bags of heroin in his car.
150 bags. So basically in a Lego. I could put 150 bags of heroin in one of these Pez dispensers that I got from Mark and Ed.
Okay. Well, it says a total of 340 bags were seized.
You know what? I didn't even open these. Maybe they do have bags of heroin in them.
I don't know. And so he was also arrested and charged with heroin trafficking. And
I think you've blown this story. All right. So the funny part was, I'm big and fat. I can hide 40 bags in my belly button. Got it.
Yeah. So last story.
Spelunk.
Because this is an international podcast.
Are they really that far behind us in the chat room that they're just now hearing me say spelunk?
I don't know. But anyway, in China, two people died.
Yes.
And three more were injured. And the heroin man's belly button. No, I'm kidding. After making an attempt to retrieve a woman's cell phone.
Yes.
From the toilet it had fallen into.
Now, how does one die by trying to grab a phone out of the toilet?
Now, first of all, I want to correct a sentence because you should never end a sentence with a preposition. And they ended a sentence with a preposition there. So what they should have said is they were injured after making an attempt to retrieve a woman's cell phone from the toilet from which it had fallen. Or... From which it had fallen. This woman, so the woman had gone to an open pit toilet and accidentally dropped her brand new cell phone worth around 2,000 won.
Which is about 36 bucks US.
$320.
Okay, fine.
And so her husband decided to go after it. He jumped in, but was unable to breathe after a while and lost consciousness. So his mother jumped in to try and save him.
No.
But she also lost consciousness.
No.
Three neighbors attempted to help them, but were unsuccessful and also lost consciousness.
Oh, no.
Eventually, all of them were pulled out of the cesspit, and the husband and mother-in-law were rushed to the hospital, though it reportedly took a while for the ambulance to arrive. Both of them died in the hospital due to suffocation, while the others were only injured.
You know who they should have called?
Kathy Bacon?
No.
So she could go spelunking?
If you think about it now, a cell phone has fallen into a big vat of poo and someone needs to reach in there and get it. They should have just called Big Fatty.
I'm so glad you helped me get to the fiesta today. Do you know why today is such a special fiesta?
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta!
Oh, sorry, I'm premature.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Allah.
Happy birthday to
Allah.
Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
So jealous. I'm so jealous of Big Fatty, by the way. Not for reaching into the poo, but he was, I guess, down at Universal Studios and took a picture of Dora in the parade today. I'm sure she was singing this song, too.
Is he still down there?
Yes.
Oh, how long was he going for? Like a week?
No, he's retired now. So he's probably, I think the law requires him to be down there 3 months out of the year. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
when
but
you
he's
retire,
work.
When you retire, you're required to be in Florida for 3 months out of the year.
He's
sure.
going to work while being retired.
But that's under the table. That's under the table.
I find that as a way of pulling the wools over the eyes of the government.
Well,
I'm retired. I'm gonna collect my Social Security.
Yep.
But I'm gonna work.
I'm gonna get paid under the table.
I'm gonna get paid.
You know what? If you would like to know, you know, where the word retired comes from, you can listen to Curtis and my new podcast where we talk all about
etymology.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. You're starting a podcast with everyone else. Next week, you'll have a new podcast with Q Sledge.
Uh-huh.
And then the week after that, you know, what'll that be like? The Drawcast?
Right. Yeah. Q Sledge and then the Drawcast. Right.
You know, after that, you'll do the Penguin Cast.
Right.
With Michael Fine. Okay. So here is our first birthday. And
you know what?
You know what?
Hold on.
Yes.
I just realized we never said who was in the chat room.
Oh. Kathy Marshall,
we've been going on this whole time,
Curtis.
And we never ever like I forgot to say it's 10:14 p.m. We're streaming live on private. I skipped over that whole thing.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. By the way, if you're still listening to the show, we are streaming live over at Pride48.com. We do that at 9 p.m. Eastern time. No, 10 p.m. Eastern time every Tuesday. Except we're going to be on hiatus in two more weeks.
Right. So just
anyway, in the chat room tonight, we have Kathy Marshall, Curtis. It's all about me, and I think Mark and Ed may be there. We have Carrie, Kathy Bacon, Mags, Q Sledge, Real Candidate Wisconsin, mm-hmm. that blue jeans guy. Mm-hmm. I believe that would be David.
Right.
We have Good Humor Penguin.
Or Brian. I've heard it both ways.
Could be. Mib, Montand, and Timmy Sims. Wow, Timmy Sims is
I think Timmy Sims passed out during the Ramble Redhead show and just is, you know.
Maybe. He's idle.
Yeah.
So who knows?
But no, the thing is, I forgot what I was going to say about the whole chat room thing, and I forgot, so it doesn't really matter. So go ahead.
Sorry. Kathy Bacon is no longer referred to as just Kathy Bacon. She is now referred to as Kathy, the life of the show, Bacon.
Right. Now, you know, the thing, the funny thing is I said, you know who you would call to dig out of the routine, and immediately Kathy Bacon typed in the chat room, Big Fatty. So she knew where I was going with that joke. See? She knew.
Well. Maybe she could do a podcast with you as well, and she would get your Big Fatty joke.
No, she's doing a podcast with Hat M, the Mayo cast, which is going to do its premiere episode on Pride 48 during our live streaming weekend. So if you got nothing else to do on Sunday, June 22nd at 10 a.m. Eastern time, make sure you check out the Mayo cast right here on Pride48.com.
All right, here's our first one. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
For me to play the first birthday song.
I am ready.
Okay.
This is the theme to Game of Thrones.
Yes, this is the theme to Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones theme is one of those things that is really cool to watch once, but if you're binge watching Game of Thrones, that is the most annoying 2.5 fucking minutes of theme song ever in your life. It's like, for fuck's sake, get over it already. It's like,
I've seen the ladder and the game board looking thing.
Right.
And
yeah.
Okay, so you'll need another one. Probably, because there are multiple actors in Game of Thrones.
There are a lot of, well, there's becoming fewer and fewer as the seasons
I haven't been watching. I only watched the first season. I read the first book. That's it. So anyway, so you probably won't even know, but I'll tell you this is a recent movie.
This is the X-Men Days of Future Past.
Are you just guessing that because it sounds like an X-Men-ish theme, or did you actually recognize it from...
I went and saw the movie, so I recognize that from X-Men Days of Future Past. Anyway, yes,
okay.
It's Peter Dinklage, and I knew the answer before Mark typed it in the chat room.
Okay, so yes, it is Peter Dinklage, who is both in Game of Thrones and X-Men.
You could have played that, Hi-Ho song.
Hi-Ho?
Yeah.
Was he was not in Snow White.
No, he's a dwarf, right? So he's like, Hi-Ho.
Well, yeah, but... Peter Dinklage, I wonder if he has a big penis. Has he shown his penis in...
Let's see.
They show a lot of boobs.
Let's go to...
in that show.
Please stand by. Okay, Kathy Bacon, does Peter Dinklage have a large penis? She didn't listen to me. Okay, Kathy Bacon. She's not listening. I have to type it in.
She says no.
Go ahead with your next one while I'm trying to get it.
All right, so here is the next one. I'm trying to pick more obscure ones because you always accuse me of picking the same ones every year. So here is one.
Rowdy redhead heading for the big time. Looking like a Texas sequin star. making eyes at every tight jean cowboy, sassing good old boys around the bar.
I have no idea what this is.
That's all you get because they mention the name of the show in the next line.
Stupid country show. It was
a
dumb
a
old
show.
Stupid country show.
It's not a country
right here
show.
On TNT for you and me to see. It's a stupid country show.
So I wonder if Mark and Ed know what that show is, because Mark seems to know every theme to every show. But anyway, this person is in the show that you don't know that I just played the theme to, and also this show.
This show, another show. Okay, this is the theme to Full House, or no, I mean Home Improvement.
Yes,
with Tim Allen. So is it a man or a woman?
It is a man.
Then it's Tim Allen.
It is not Tim Allen.
Then it's Al. The dude that played Al.
Yes. It is.
The dude that played Al. That's my answer.
So I guess Mark and Ed have checked out because, oh.
No, he's over there.
No, it's not Richard Kern. The first show that no one knew what that theme song was to.
Yes.
The first show was the theme to Flow.
Oh, well.
Which, yeah. I believe that was a spinoff of one, maybe a spinoff of Alice or, I'm not sure. But anyway, it was that redheaded woman and she was a waitress. I don't know if anyone ever saw it.
Wait, this is like perfect. In the chat room, Mark types in Richard Kern and then Curtis immediately follows after him with Karn. It's just kind of like, Curtis is like the Alex Trebek of Pride 48. He's just like, Karn. I'm sorry. The answer was Karn.
You know, I'm going to talk about spelling bees probably next week. And they would have gone, could you please give me the origin of that word?
The.
And then could you use it in a sentence?
I'm sorry. Would you like to know the, why isn't it playing? Everything stopped playing on my Google. Would you like to know the etymology of that
etymology
word?
Etymology. Thank you.
You'll That's have to listen to our new podcast. Curtis and I are doing a new podcast about etymology. Each week, we take a word and we tell you the etymology of that word.
The only reason I didn't talk about this week, because there's this, we were watching on ESPN, the latest spelling bee, and one of the kids was ridiculous how excited he got when he spelled it right. Anyway, the guy is Mickey Jones.
Yes.
He was in Flow. And he was in Home Improvement. Those are the only two things that...
What did he play in Home Improvement?
He was that guy. The guy who... No, not Al. Sorry, it wasn't Al.
Oh, you're saying he was the neighbor, Wilson.
Right. He wasn't Al. I'm sorry. I was wrong, but I thought you were talking about Wilson.
Right. No. All right.
So the chat room was, yes, Richard Karn did play.
Yes.
Yes.
Right.
But no, it wasn't. Sorry. It wasn't Al. Right, it was the neighbor.
And what's his name again?
His name is Mickey Jones.
Yeah, and Toppy Smelly seems to think he was in the Monkees. No, that was either Davy Jones or Mickey Dolenz, not Mickey Jones. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so here's the next one. I also have two songs for this one. Hold on.
This is a TV show?
It is a TV show, yes.
Is it? The Practice? I don't know.
No. It's a comedy. You want it? A 30. Oh. That's another theme song to it. Okay. That
wasn't
My Good Fellow.
Yes.
Any chat room guesses? No. Okay. So that was Spin City.
Oh my God. That show is 20,000 years old. The one with Michael J. Fox.
And here is the next theme song.
You just had to get family ties in, is what you're trying to say. You had to get family ties in.
I do.
I'm guessing it's Michael J. Fox.
Why, Daniel, you are so right. It is Michael J. Fox's birthday. I could have played the theme song to the Michael J. Fox show that just came on this year, other than the fact that no one watched it and they canceled it.
Yes.
So I know you wouldn't have known the theme song to that.
It was just cringeworthy. Right. It's like, you know what? We're all sad that you have Parkinson's, and we're all like rooting for you to find a cure and everything. But to basically like now make your living by going on TV and making Parkinson jokes, it's kind of like, come on.
All right, here we go. Oh, I don't think I'm giving ages for any of these people.
It's all right. Toppy Smelly, by the way, said that the Michael J. Fox show was a bit shaky.
Peter Dinklage is 45. Mickey Jones is 73.
So he's my age.
Michael J. Fox is 53.
Yeah, that's my age.
All right, so here's our next one. And we have this. We have two more, including this one, so you're aware.
Okay. Every now and then I get a little bit lonely. That's really loud. That is Bonnie Tyler, I believe.
It is. Bonnie Tyler. Bonnie Tyler is, and man, her recent pictures look really bad.
Her pictures back then looked kind of bad too. By the way, this is the only time that that you will ever hear me say this, Mark. I prefer the Glee version of this song. But anyway, go ahead and move along.
All right. So Bonnie Tyler is 63 years old.
Okay.
All right. And last birthday of the evening.
The last one.
It's Leave It to Beaver.
Starring
Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Barbara Billingsley as the slut, and Tony Waddell. Tony Waddell.
I think it's Hugh Downs, isn't it?
Hugh Downs was the father, but Barbara Billingsley was the mother, and then Tony Waddell was his brother. So, and Jerry Mathers is one of those four people, I'm guessing.
It is not.
It's Eddie Haskell that I don't know his real name.
It is Eddie Haskell's birthday.
I don't know what Eddie Haskell's real name was.
I used to love this.
He was
show.
The dude that played Eddie Haskell.
It was very similar to Donna Reed, which I also loved, by the way.
I'm just saying, if you walked up to someone in the street and said, Jerry Mathers died, they would be, oh. And if you walked up and went like, what's his name? What is Eddie Haskell's actor's name?
Eddie Haskell's name is Ken Osmond.
See, if you walked up to someone in the street and said, Ken Osmond died, they'd be like, you mean like Donnie's brother?
Oh, Mark got it. Mark and Ed.
Yeah, they looked it up.
They may be Googling everything. I mean, you never know.
That's why they know everything.
I think we should have I've got an idea.
What?
I know you hate my ideas, but I'm going to say it anyway.
I hate all of your ideas.
So I think we should have a birthday off.
You keep saying this every show.
Do I? Well, I think it's a fabulous idea. We get Mark on the line.
Yes.
And you.
Yes.
And I play theme songs. Yes. And we keep score.
Yes.
Of who can get more birthdays.
Yes.
I think it's a fabulous idea.
Doesn't have to be birthdays. You could just extend this out to being theme song, because if it's birthdays, then we kind of know ahead of time, like, oh, it's going to be people that had their birthdays. And so it just needs to be, theme song selection. Like this person is on this show, and then give me two theme songs.
We could do that too. I love theme songs.
Oh, there you go. Are we done? Because we're done with the birthdays, aren't we?
Yes, we are. That was two
birthdays, and I was supposed to do this, and then I didn't do that.
Oh, by the way, he's 71.
71 years old. The old Lumpy Rutherford. I saw that.
I know you like that theme
song. I saw that, and I know that we have no contact, but I refuse to believe it because, you know, every show gets emails and voicemails from people, and, you know, and people hate us, don't they? Nobody's, like, sending us any email or any voicemail or anything like that. You know, we're fixing to go away, folks. We're going on hiatus.
They're in the chat room.
We're leaving. We're going on hiatus. Maybe that's why people send emails and voicemails to Cocktails and Cream Puffs, because they completely ignore the chat room. Did I tell you about that? I listened to the Cocktails and Cream Puffs show, which, by the way, Jesus Christ, it's just like Joey Buhecker just rips Donna apart. I don't understand why she takes it. It's like, Donna, you're 7 times larger than him. Just squash him with your heel. It's just...
She's just giving Wendy a break.
Yeah.
Because usually it's Wendy. So you know, it's just...
Anyway,
it's
I was
just,
listening to their
Donna.
Show. I was listening to their show. And Joe Batance and I are like making jokes back and forth in the chat room, just 10 times better than any joke they're saying on their show. And no one is reading. No way from the show sees the chat room or like says anything. And they don't even acknowledge the poor audience.
You know, Joe Batance will not follow me back on Twitter.
Joe Batance hates you. I don't know how many times I have to tell you this.
I don't know. He's never told me he hates me.
Joe Batance, he has followed me back on Twitter, and I can see in his protected tweets that he has issued a fatwa on you that,
I was not aware of that. I'm almost caught up with every one of their shows, which is called Catching Up, by the way.
You're almost caught up with Catching Up.
I am, and he has not mentioned in one of his shows not liking me.
I don't know. I mean, maybe if we just ignore the chat room, then he'll show up in the chat room. We won't know because we'll be ignoring it. But
right. Even yeah. Mike Lawson showed up last week.
Yeah. In fairness, though, not until we like said something about him. It's like yeah, it's like, the, like it's like he's got a, like a Google search that like goes and is like right. Someone mentioned my name. And so then he has to show up and say things.
So is it like Candyman? Like you mention his name 3 times and he shows up in the chat room?
It's more like that other one.
Mike Lawson, Mike Lawson, Mike Lawson.
Don't say it. It's just not worth it. Great. So, yeah, there's no context. I guess we'll take us out of this segment.
3, 2, 1. Did you have to hit the button twice?
I did. You know what? I have an unemployed husband. I can't afford a new tablet. And so my tablet is getting you know. Look, I
stop it.
Can't even make the
stop
one.
It.
I have to hold it.
Stop it. Stop it.
Do you want me to send you a...
All right, fine. So we're not doing a movie update. If you want to hear about the Summer Movie League, you'll have to go to pride48.com/poptarts, and you can catch that show over there. But that's not yet, because I haven't edited it yet, but that's where...
Pride48.com/poptarts?
Yes.
Oh. So is that going to be the first official show hosted on Pride 48?
Possibly. If I can work out the kinks to make it so that other people can host their shows there, then I will. But I have to do it. I can't give everyone the FTP passwords and stuff. So I have to see what's involved in me offloading that. But I figured, why not try with a small show? Oh. So you seem upset.
I'm not. I am happy.
Did you want to be pride48.com/dubious intent?
We can discuss it. Well,
I'm just saying, it doesn't matter.
Anyways,
we're going on
matter.
Hiatus, and no one goes to a website of a podcast anyway.
I don't know what the... Okay.
What?
I'm looking for the... What? Just talk. I'm just looking for the... Oh, shit.
What?
It was my turn tonight.
I took care of it.
Oh, thank goodness. I don't even know what it was. We're going on hiatus in 2 weeks, folks.
We are. Thank God. Not a moment too soon.
What was it anyway? I don't know. Where was the... Anyway, any other business that we need to attend to?
Are you going to close the show or am I? That's all I need to know.
You know what? I don't...
What, Dora?
Screwed up tonight. Everything is dirty around here. It's a mess. I think the reason I couldn't do the show is because there's just piles of shit all around here.
Uh-huh. You should get a maid.
Well, Alice doesn't live here anymore.
DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line. 2x2 DI Plus. You're not going to call, so why do you care? Or send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com. You know what? I think we had a weird show tonight because Curtis was in the room.
That might be it. You know, we do have 100 more subscribers than we did maybe 2 months ago.
He made me nervous. Curtis made me nervous because he's, you know, basically issued a fatwa. I like that word, fatwa.
You've said it a few times.
Perhaps on our inaugural podcast, we'll talk about the etymology of fatwa.
I think you should.
I don't know what we're going to call this podcast, Curtis.
Etymolicast.
The Etymolicast, because that would be easy to spell and easy for people to look up on iTunes. Right, exactly.
Can you use it in a sentence?
I was listening to Curtis and Daniel on Etymolicast. Good night, Chet.
Good night, David.
I was so excited when I finally won my Newtown spelling bee. And I won with the word factorial.
O-R-I-A-L, factorial.
Well, I knew it immediately because there's really nothing to it. It's such a simple word. I did it F-A-C-T-O-R-I-A-L and I won.
Kabaragoya.
Kabaragoya. I know it! I know it! I totally know it!
Hey there, Adam. Hey there, Daniel. It is TJ from Nowhere with a call to the Celebrity Death Phone. Rick Mayall, an English actor who played Fred in Drop Dead Fred, the movie, has died today, June 9th. So, yeah, Drop Dead Fred dropped dead. And I really hope I beat R.T. Cruiser on this one because you know what? Every time R.T. Cruiser calls in on the Celebrity Death Phone, an angel ships a little more Vegemite, and there is enough of that shit in the world as it is. Thank you.
Yeah, hi guys. I see Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. British actor Rick Mayall, dead at 56. Famous for The Young Ones and Blackadder and the film Drop Dead Fred. Bye.